Blog Talk Radio.
The wheels are rolling, hear the howling winds of war.
everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio or Block Talk Radio. And we are here doing Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So Joan and us do some readings. Welcome to the show. Also, the idea of donations, thank you. Please donate to the show. Give love where love is given. And for the people out there who have, thank you very much. And I appreciate everything about the whole thing. I also do private readings, so contact us. Either donations or private readings. And actually book a reading right now and you can get 10% off the regular price that I get for the people who call the show. So check that out. And if you want to do that, call me at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And check it out. So you'll also see on my website, you'll see all the prices and what's going on, that kind of thing. But it's a good place to start. But my prices are not written in stone, so please give me a call. If you can't reach some of those prices, but you're close and that kind of stuff, call me up and make a deal. I want to work with you. I'm pretty sure you want to get the answers. So therefore, let's work together and make it happen. It's the same thing with the idea of donations and that kind of stuff, of bringing in that kind of capital, just to sit there and make sure that we can keep this format going on, keep these shows going. So therefore, we can all sit around and take care of some, you know, answers, questions. Gives me a nice free forum to actually work into as well. No pressure here, you know, that kind of thing. That's what we like to have. No pressure, just have some fun, and you get the answers. I get to do some work. I get to do what I love to do, and we can keep it going on, keep the format going on, and maybe we can actually start really bringing in 3 or 4 psychics a night working on shows. And right now, we're going to stop. We're going to have my show is on Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday to Thursday shows are 9 to 11, and then the Friday and Saturday shows are from 9 till midnight, okay? And then the midnight shows are usually from midnight to 2. So join us on those things. They're kind of sporadically throughout the week. I'm pretty sure we're going to have them on from Tuesday and right into Saturday. So join us for all those shows. It's open mic night. We're going to open all the mics. That way everybody can talk and chat, and in between that whole thing, we're going to be doing readings. So join us. If you want to call on, and like I said before, if you want to donate or get a private reading, there's the number is 740-601-9835, or contact me through the website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Call in here today. Call in tonight. The number here is 646-721-9031. If there's any psychics in the chat room want to join us, please feel free to do so. And we're going to have a freaking night here. We'll get into the show here. We got a couple callers that are on the line right now. Area code 903 and area code 315. Welcome to the show. Your mics are open. And if you give us your names, be great.
Hi, I'm Gail.
Gail's here. And 315, who are you?
You're the man. This is Jerome.
Jerome, yeah. How you doing?
Did you want to? Just... How you doing?
I'm doing good. If you just want to sit there and just listen in, but if you want to contribute to the roundtable, feel free to do so too. I mean, if you have a topic you want to bring into it and discuss it, so maybe some things, some grievances or something you want to sit there and throw around the table, be glad to give you some input on that too as well.
Well, I do. I got something I want to ask all the listeners. Maybe they can maybe key in the question through the in the chat room.
But uh-huh.
What I want to discuss, because I had a situation that I came into, and what I want to know, and I want anybody to answer this: how can you control your anger? How
can
control our anger?
Well, what I do is meditations. Really, you know, there are some times where it's like. You control your anger, but I also feel in some sense of the word too, some things need to be expressed, because we really can't say anger is a bad thing, because if not, in the Bible it talks about certain things, and I saw this actually in the King of Kings, where Jesus is in the temple and he's really appalled because these people are defacing the temple with what they're doing, with all this stuff in the whole thing, and he got angry and basically was throwing things around and asking how could they do this to the temple. You know, how could you disgrace God with all this, you know, all this thing about focusing on money and that kind of stuff, and what they were doing right in the temple? So he got angry, So we can't really say anger is a bad thing. It needs to be expressed. It needs to be expressed. There are times when people get angry about the silly things.
Well, all right. That's a good point there. What about you, Gail?
Well, what's really making you angry?
Well, I ran into a problem today, and, you know, I'm here. Somebody else was angry, was frustrated, and, you know, I'm trying to do my normal thing to embrace them and talk with them, but they were just going, like, swinging off the wall, and I'm like, okay, well, that get under control here. That get angry under control right now. That's really here I felt. I hear what she's saying, and the person was not trying to hear me, but I was like, I know her spirit was hearing it, but the person wasn't really hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that person angry, they just started going at it, starting to go on it, they're not giving you time to breathe in. They just say, F you in, or they want you to get aware of all that other stuff. And you're like, hold up, take your time to listen to yourself. You come condition yourself. How can I mean, when you run into a problem that, what is the number one key that y'all would do when you had a situation like that?
Well, I would say,
No, you go ahead, Gail. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you have to realize that some people are used to having conversations with people like that. Like, they don't have conversations. The way that they communicate with people is to argue with them and fuss and fight. You have to understand that some people feed off of your anger and they just feel the flame. You know what I mean? So you have to understand, look, if they start cussing and stuff like that, you just stop. Just stop. You don't have to get on their level because nobody's going to get hurt. You're just wasting your breath and now you're still pissed off about it.
Well,
so I would say just breathe about it. Just breathe and just let it go because, you know, it's just something like, just some people just live off of drama. You know what I mean? So just be drama-free. Someone starts and it's like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do all this. And when you are quiet, they're still going to try to cuss and fuss at you.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, with the situation of being strong for somebody, you got to be strong within yourself. So it's the ideal separating yourself from the situation and going, okay, this is how it works. This is what I would do in a situation like this, and hopefully they hear it. But also, you have to think about one thing. You can put it out there, and people are going to perceive it in the way they're going to perceive it. And sometimes eureka moments eureka moments don't happen right then and there. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean it don't happen later on.
Right. Okay.
You know, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a noise if you're not there or not?
It's a
yes. Yeah, but sometimes in the situation, not knowing that the tree makes a noise or not, that's what you're focusing on. If you're not in the woods and the tree falls and you're thinking about, did it make a noise? You're taking your thinking that moment off of what you really need to focus on, which is the now, what's going on with you. And you're in the woods, where you're not. So sometimes in the situation of separating yourself from the situation, you have to watch out you don't separate yourself too much and just take things for what they are. And the person looking at you going, I'm not going to listen to you. Is that really an insult towards you? No, it's not. It's just that person's on a different level than you are. So you just kind of look at the situation. Don't feed into it. Because anger is a hard thing to do, because if you really think about emotions themselves, we all feed into them because of the energy is. Because of the energy that comes off those situations, okay? So we could sit there and say, anger is hard to resist. It pulls you in. But doesn't love do the same thing? So you have to sit there and tell yourself, what do you want? What are you going to put your energy into? Because you still have the option. We still have free will. You know, free will works with the idea of making decisions. I don't want to do that. But also at the same time, it helps you make choices. I don't have to feed into the anger. What this person is really looking for, which is, if I'm a loving, caring person, what they're looking for. And they might be used to expressing that anger toward people, and then you just kind of got in the way. But if you're crossing that person's path and they're still being that way, what your objective is right there is to show them unconditional love too. Because that's what they're looking for. Maybe they're asking for it, or they're doing it not in a normal way. But if you give it to them like you normally do, that might help them to realize that love does exist, and therefore they can let go of what's going on with them.
Oh, okay.
Let's see
here. So don't punch her in the face. That won't solve anything, punching her in the face.
No, just you know, trip her.
I mean, like tonight, I just felt like, you know, I was listening and I was talking to the person. And I mean, and in the meeting, it just started going off. I was quiet, but I had other people like, just come here. But I was actually, I wanted to hear what all was inside to let it all out, because sometimes that person doesn't need somebody to just hear them. To get all that frustration out, and you talk to them, I mean, you talk to them in the night voice, but they going nuts, or they screaming outside, I mean, not you in the inside voice, and like cussing and going nuts, and you is a kind of person, and want to love, and how much you care for them, and they like, brush you off, you're like, man, okay, all right, let me just leave you alone, but like, I didn't leave, but I was still there in the present. And by I was still there in the present, it was still like trying to feed that. You know, I guess it felt like that power, that energy. You know what I'm saying? That's like trying to get it calmed down, but it you know how that self enveloped, you get in the way sometimes. And once you get that, like you said earlier on the early call, like that fire, it all needs to take a little spark to get it big. And that's how, like, if it's a little smart, I mean, anything, you can just be just standing there, and just your presence can round a fire up. And I mean, you don't know what this they are thinking or whatever. You just be just standing there, and I mean, they just talking off the wall, like, yeah, he say, I say, and I mean.
Well, you know, some people aren't used to that. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You want to actually love that person. But some people have had issues, and they don't know what that is, what love is, and they don't understand how to receive it. And so they have that guard up, and it also has to do with insecurity as well. You know, so you have to understand that and actually go there with her. Because, I mean, like Don was saying, like, I mean, you have to voice that to her so that she'll know, because she doesn't know that you have to let, you know, like, get to the bottom of it and communicate with her. Go there, communicate with her. Hey, is this the reason why you're like this? And then have that conversation and hope to God that it doesn't lead to like a fighting match or you know arguing, because I feel like she'll like, oh, you understand why I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are so used to being put down and hurt and everything, and every little thing is like, you're trying to attack me. How dare you try to attack me, MF? You know what I mean? So it's like that. It's, you know, they're used to being attacked and put down, and then when they have somebody to show them love, they don't know how to receive it, and they just go off on you. But they love you back. They just don't know how to show it.
Yeah, because it's like, look at the situation. I just want you to sit there and think about that, and what's the most tactful way you can actually convey how you feel without actually getting angry? Because the more angry you get, the more likely the people on the other end have a tendency to turn you off. But the more loving and compassionate you are, they're actually more open to it. Maybe they don't want to sit here and acknowledge it, but they do have a tendency to know where you're coming from. And they're always going to try to escalate the situation because of something they're used to. So they're going to try to pull you out and get you angry too. That's what they're trying to do. I'm used to this, so therefore we got to do it this way. And you're like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go drink my tea. You know, something.
Yeah.
It's grounding to you, you know. I've sort of looked at people and say, I understand your situation. And more likely, if I was in your position right now, I'd probably feel the same way, too. So, see, you're actually agreeing with them, but not really. What you're saying, if you was in that position, but I would feel the same way you do. But since I'm not in that position, I'm in this position to help you. So if you really need to talk about it, feel free to do so. But at the same time, understand that if you convey any kind of anger and that kind of stuff with me, I also have the choice of getting up and walking out until you come to a point where we can actually sit and talk about it. And just kind of go that way with the whole thing. You know, because when they say take the leadership role, whoa, hey, someone's coming on Block Talk Radio. I hear that's a really good, really great place, too. I want to get a show on that Block Talk Radio. but with the situation, I was sitting there talking to a girlfriend, and I said, oh, look, Psychic Journeyman's on tonight. I hear he's really good. Let's go check that show out, huh? So sometimes in situations of saying things like that, you're just reaffirming to yourself. When you say, hey, that guy's great, you're just reaffirming it to yourself. So when you have the opportunity to do those things, and that little ad popped up, it was right in front of me. So it's crossing my path for a reason. So it's the same thing with these anger issues and that kind of stuff. When these things are crossing your path, that's because those people subconsciously are looking for help, and they're coming to you. So you must be well qualified to do that. So look at it that way, too.
Okay.
So let's sit there and look at the situation and go, so Bree, are you there?
I am.
So what do you think?
How are you?
Do you think we should contain energy, or should we express it, or should we like look at the situation and figure out which one we should do at a certain situation? Whoa, that was hard to say too. So.
I had missed half the conversation. I'm sorry.
That's okay, sweetie. What we'll do is we'll just reaffirm it to you. The guy that was Jerome was talking about a situation of anger and that kind of stuff. And this is what I should do. I said, Jerome, say hello to Bree. And Bree, say hello to Jerome. And then we have Gail with us, too, here. Gail, Bree. Bree, Gail.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, Bree.
Hi.
So,
hey.
What?
Hi.
So Jerome was having a problem with anger. You know, it's the idea of certain things in certain situations. And I just felt like it was one of those things you should express yourself when you need to. It's just finding a nice, tactful way to do it without really feeding into the anger that the person is exhibiting to you. But there are some times I just felt like we should express those things in some way, in some kind of form, because if we keep it in, it's just gonna fester into something else that later on when we do have a tendency to. You've seen the situations, right? You hold things in, and then somebody really ticks you off. And then instead of the person that should have got the full event of that whole thing, here's a person who just said something that kind of set us off, and they got the whole format. So I was just wondering what you thought, because you've been in some situations where you talk to people and you try to do it a tactful way, but there's other times you kind of go crazy and just feel like you need to express yourself right at that moment, correct?
Right.
So, I guess we can sit and look at the situation. The time that you really got angry and you told that person off, how'd you feel afterwards?
Not well.
is it a double-edged sword where you're like, I felt good because I told them what they needed to hear. Feel a little bit guilty about it because you went off on somebody?
Well, I felt good at first, and then I felt guilty.
Right.
But that's just me.
Right. But I think a lot of us feel that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go off and say, okay, you stupid son of a, you know, and then later on you're going, he deserved it, but God, I don't think I should have done that. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. We should listen to the first part. Did he or did he not deserve it? You know, did he or did he not deserve it? And if I always say, this is what I say, okay, in the midst of getting angry and going off on that person, as long as it's the, I feel like it, as long as it's the truth, then it needs to be said. And basically, it happened the way it was supposed to happen. Because if it would have been done differently, you would have done it differently. But you didn't. That was the way it was expressed. So sometimes
and
in the situation, go ahead, Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome.
But you know, that's where like with the your inner spirit and your self getting away. Because sometimes that self always, you know, when you on your own sense, self always gonna make you feel like you're doing something right. And then your inner spirit, the spirit of the God or your Creator, you know, it eats you because it's telling you that you should know you shouldn't do that. That's your conscience starting to get in, you
mm-hmm.
know. And then you're talking in a way, you're like, wow, why did I do that? And then yourself said, man, you know, that person needed that anyway.
Exactly.
Because we for the love of our enemy as we love ourselves, you know. And they might peel off, piss us off, you know. But we better mm-hmm. love them and still show them the love and respect, you know? And
right.
And that's how our flesh and our spirit be growing against one another, because if you get our flesh more of the attention than our spirit.
Right. No, I said, you know, because we were talking about If you look at the difference between like when Jesus got mad and God gets angry, if you, you know, there's a certain thing, but see, when, in the anger, it's always expressed.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he does. Yeah, they don't hold on to it. They express it. I mean, Jesus could have, you know, when he went in there, there was a way of doing the thing of saying, you know, this is really appalling. So therefore, it had to happen the way it did. It was an appalling little situation of saying, okay, this is not right. So therefore, you need to know that. And some people, it's hard to get through to some people if you don't put the energy behind it and the emotions of saying how bad it really is. Because I've seen people do that. You're like, this is wrong. And they're going, how's this wrong? And it's so obvious, but there's no energy or emotions behind it. So they have nothing to go by. They're thinking, okay, you're saying it's wrong, but... No, I'm trying to figure out something in the chat room. I'm going to do it this way, guys. Well, some people in the chat room are saying they can't hear and that what's going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to recharge the whole page and from my side of it, too, because they said they tried the same thing. So let's try this again. And I lost track of what I was talking about. Because I'm just saying with the situation of anger is that it was always expressed in those situations, and they needed to know that. Okay, so it happened just like that. So let's see what happens there. But I also notice that people who don't express their way, because there's people that, certain women will sit there and talk about the situation, I'm angry with this guy. But see, the point is, they're being angry about it right now to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when they should be expressing it to the person they have a problem with. So you ask yourself, why would they express it that way? Because maybe they're scared of what they might hear or feel at the same time of expressing it to the people who need to hear it.
And you know, that is so true, because any of the person that I was talking to, I was talking about angels, take the mind, and they were like, get out here with all that angel mess. I mean, you're trying to do something positive and help them along the way, and they just don't want to hear nothing. I mean, it's like, wow.
Yep, but in the midst of actually saying I don't want to hear it means they know if they do hear it, it's going to resonate with them. And then they're going to have to look at something within themselves, what they're not ready to look at, what they think. I'm not trying to confuse anybody, but every time something happens to you or something crosses your path or a realization or a eureka moment, they're bringing things to your attention and saying, now you need to address this. Don't be selfish and push it away. And do that. I guarantee if you do, you're going to have a definite eureka moment, and it's going to stretch and change your life, but it's always going to be in a better way. Because sometimes you do readings for people and you say, okay, this is what's happening. There's going to be a career change in your life where it's a blessed one, which is going to make everything else in your life look small compared to this great blessing that's going to happen to you. And then the person comes back and says, okay, is this blessing bad? So you sit there and ask yourself, at that moment, you're hoping they hear what you just said, because you think, in some sense of the word, they were still focusing on something else.
Right.
Maybe anger does that to you sometimes, where you're just so dead bent on expressing what's on your mind at that time. Until you do, you don't hear anything else. So the solutions are not going to come to you.
Right. And then, you know, sometimes too, it's when you get in a situation like that, it's like a reflection of your mirror or how you act. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Lord, they're trying to show you how you act, that he's trying to show you what correction you need to make. So that person that you feel that you're trying to encourage, it's just a reflection on you and showing that you still have spots in your life that you need to correct. And
mm-hmm.
and that might be the reason that you be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that tonight, that's what it was. When I was in that situation, I just had to be there at the right time. And it was a reflection of my mirror. Maybe I fall short in that area. And people were trying to talk to me, and I just didn't want to hear them. But I want to be a life coach or a motivator, or I want to encourage people. But I have my anger. And sometimes we forget about ourselves. All we think about, well, I have to encourage them or get them to live right. But we ain't living the way we supposed to live. But you want mm-hmm. us to do what we, you see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We talk about, I don't know, or we redo the reading on them. And it's just a reflection of our life. When you run into
well,
this situation.
When you help in others, you help in yourself, in a way. Because you can pass along blessings that you've learned and tell them the lessons to help that person. And then you keep living and you keep learning and you keep helping others and you keep helping yourself in the same at the same time. I mean, no one's perfect, and I'm sure a lot of people are still working out their life plan and things of that nature. But in the meantime, you can still make yourself useful and help others. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or you could be like not everybody else, but people who are less helpful, and you know, and have less sympathy for people, and then live that way.
Uh-huh.
But me personally, I would rather be happy and help others because I am happy, despite everything that I've lived through. And who could say stuff like that? Like, oh, I'm happy, but if you look at my life, you're like, how the hell are you happy? Why are you even here? But, you know, there's a reason for it, so I'd rather help
mm-hmm.
until I get to, well, and even when I get to where I'm supposed to be, you know?
So we look at the situation and go, hey, you know, but, you know, I've been in situations, too. You're talking to somebody and they're not appreciating what anything's going on. They're not looking at the situation and not really having, as I said, appreciation for what's being presented to them. But as I'm saying, you got to take a step back and look at the situation. You're doing what you're doing. You're telling the truth. I've had a lot of people come to me and I tell them flat out, this is what's going on with you. You know, basically being very straightforward and honest with the whole thing. And people are like, that's not what I want to hear. Well, too bad. That's the information. That's the truth. So therefore you should think about that. And then people get mad at me. They storm off. I've had people come back and say, you know something? I didn't want to admit to what you were telling me was the truth, and I was really mad at you. But one thing is, I'm glad you didn't tell me that because it actually helped me to come to a conclusion about myself. So you see, all these things are said for reasons, and everything happens exactly what it's supposed to happen. Everything happens for a reason, so it's just the idea of looking at it for what it really is. Because I've had a lot of people sit and call me up and say, hey, this person, I'm not really sure about it, because you know, I've been through some really bad relationships and that kind of stuff, but and this person has a tendency to be totally different than that. But then again, I saw other situations that did the same thing too, and therefore I'm scared it's going to happen again. So you sit and tell them, okay, what you're doing is, realistically, is you're judging the situation that you're in by where you've been, not what's going on. So I always tell people, don't focus on the energy, because realistically you can put it in a situation where it can actually manifest your worst fears. And what that means is, that doesn't mean the person is abusive or anything like that, but if you push them and push them and push them, people do have limitations. And they will react. But people who have been abused, any kind of violence of any kind of sort, even if they've provoked it and put you in a situation where it happened, they're always going to look at you as a bad person. And that's what they were trying to do in the first place. That's what we call throwing a monkey wrench into the whole thing. Sabotage, those kind of things. And they don't realize what they're doing. So in those situations, I think it's one of those things that people are going to express themselves. They express themselves. I've been in the same situation myself where a woman I was with just kept on thinking about, you're going to turn into my ex-husband. And she pushed and pushed and pushed, and she actually pushed me into a corner. Now, when you push people into a corner, look at any kind of animal. I don't care what kind of animal it is. You push it in a corner, it's gonna react unfavorably. Cause and effect. But you're hoping one day that she actually looks at what she's doing, but she's always going to blame you because that's where she came from. So see, in the process of not letting go of the past, she still keeps judging the future and the present according to where she's been. So she's always getting the same results, not realizing it. And I think you should, if you can't, you know, rise above the situation, then take yourself out of it. Because you're not doing anybody any good in this situation. And definitely not doing yourself any good. I mean, I did the same thing. I mean, I was in the relationship. I knew for a fact that it came to a point where I should have called the cops and followed through with it because of this being assaulted. But we question it. I think it's just conditioning. You don't hit women. And you don't do this. And you don't do that. When actually in those situations, then we even with that little thought resonating in your mind, you can't even fathom the justification for calling the cops on her because she's a woman. So the conditioning needs to be changed. They look at the situation and say, okay, it says in the law books that if a person assaults another person, that's a crime. It doesn't specify man or female. But you will have people who will try to convince you of that. You shouldn't hit women. Okay, the woman's beating me with a ball bat. What should I do? It will soon shall pass. Yes, I guess so when I go to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just saying, in certain situations, if you're getting beaten, I think you have the right to defend yourself, no matter who it is, because that person at that time is not being a woman. That's an animal who's taking your frustrations out on you, and therefore you need to deal with it. And I always sit there, the reason I say that, because I knew for a fact in that situation, you know, that, or else we could look at it like this. If a stranger was doing that to you, what would you do? Call the cops. So you have to look at that, because at that moment, I don't recognize who she is. She's definitely a stranger, okay? So we have to take that one step, that visualization, take it to the strep and get some help. Because I felt like, someone brought it up to me later on, said maybe you had her thrown in jail, you could have gone to court and got her some counseling, and you could have helped her out in the situation. By a crazy situation, you could have looked at it as a negative, but a positive thing came out of it. And I was like, cool. It wasn't, but I didn't, one thing I didn't expect was, on the other hand, you have to look at the situation of people who are trying to convince everybody how abusive you are when they're the ones being abusive, which means they're lying to everybody about what they can actually do to you. So I'm just saying, protect yourself. Because I did the same thing in that situation where the cops told me, you should go get a restraining order. And I said, no, I'll just be nice about it. And she'll go to jail. She'll come back out. We'll talk about it. It'll be okay. Well, she shows up 2 days later with the restraining order and having thrown out of the freaking house. And it was my house. And I have no idea how she did it. I don't have, you know, it's one of those things where you're sitting outside going, okay, what just happened? But you trace it back to a point where your guides and angels and everything's around you is going, go get a restraining order. If I would have done that, it would have been different. And therefore, I could have taken her to the court and got her the help I wanted to. But see, guidance is helping. It's happening all the time. We need to listen, no matter what the situation is and the people we're involved with, because what they're doing is trying to guide you to a point where it's going to benefit everybody. It's a win-win situation. What is in your best interest? To go get a restraining order so you can keep your house. But, I mean, it's a crazy situation in Florida, because in Florida, basically what it is whoever makes it to the courthouse and gets a restraining order first gets the house. And I didn't know that. If I would have knew that, I would have walked to the freaking courthouse, because I was actually, at one point, I was going to the courthouse to get a restraining order. I ran out of gas, and I would sit here and say it like this. I read the sign wrong. I thought it meant, since you ran out of gas, don't go there. It wasn't until it dawned on me that I did run out of gas, and some total stranger gave me gas to go. And I thought it was the idea to go home. My angel said, no, if you would have gotten to the courthouse and got your restraining order, you could have coasted home, because you would have had a house to coast back to. So
right.
You see how it works?
Right.
Now, we can get angry. We could get angry about the whole thing, but I'm just saying, long before that whole situation happened, when we were living in Ohio, that one situation where I was sitting there and I had a choice of calling the cops. If I would have called the cops, there would have been a different outcome in the whole situation. We could have got her help before we even got to that whole point where all the situations would have worked out differently. So you sit there and look. So it's okay to do a life review, to look at these things, to make sure you don't repeat them. Because I just know for a fact that when I did that, after that moment of not following through, my credibility with anybody and her went out the door. I'm sorry, Gail, go ahead.
Yeah, I also wanted to say that sometimes people are in relationships and they want the relationship to be the way they want it to. For instance, like some women, like they want love, they're so used to being left, and so the reason they will choose a guy who is abusive to them is so that they can feel like they love them. And so they could push a guy to the point to where, like, she gets slapped or choked or whatever, but that's love to her. And so she's like, oh, yeah, he loves me. He's not going anywhere because he reacts when I get angry. and he puts me in my place, and that's their way of being submissive to their man, and so they can act right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's also situations like this one here. I remember a couple of times, and I'm not trying to be sexual in any way, and anything like that, but there was a situation where me and my ex-fiance were actually having sex, and I said, I love you. I told her I loved her, and she started crying. And I felt like the reason she started crying was because she does know the difference. But I don't know, it can be a habit of going through the actions of pushing and pushing and pushing people. And, you know, it's like, how would you put this? Like two stories, okay? Like yours, I can understand. But on the other hand, they have a tendency to push that man too, just to see if he is like the other man. Push, 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 push. Okay, since he didn't react and get angry and start beating the hell out of me, he must be what he says he is. But then they'll still push you anyway, thinking that you're still hiding something. Now, what I've found in those situations is, it's not you're hiding something, is that she has to let go of all those things that happened to her. So she still has that within herself that's going to keep questioning everything. So what is she hiding? She's not really hiding anything. She just hasn't dealt with those things which are still deep inside of her that she refuses to even deal with. So she keeps pushing the man, keep pushing him, you know, trying to see if he's real, real, real. And even when she gets to a point where, you know, the whole situation goes, what I did with the situation, when she pushed me and I acted in a violent way, I don't do that. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I'm not a violent person, and I got to figure out why this even happened in the first place. And it was just the idea of not being honest with myself either, that she needed help and thinking I could do it. So there's all this chaos going on, me trying to help her, her attacking me, and still thinking I can still do this. It's like an illusion. All this crazy.
How long you guys have been together, Jermaine?
Okay, cool. Cause I'm not dealing with that crazy woman. What are you talking about?
Is he still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
how
there.
Long
he's,
have
just,
you,
he's making
how
a boy.
How long have you guys been together?
It's not a
relationship. It's not a girlfriend. It's not
a girlfriend. I run an organization, and I try to encourage people and help them see the future and the dreams, and you know, I try to be that driver. And I was just in a situation where one of the people who I worked with were angry and frustrated, and you know, I was in a situation, so I was like, okay, how can I continue to help this person? I never seen this happen before, so now I'm in a situation, how do I take control of that? How can I walk through this with her or with this person? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is it inpatient?
Huh?
Is it inpatient or outpatient or what?
Well, it's actually I guess you call it outpatient.
Oh, okay. So you counsel as well. So why don't you have her, like, when things like that happen, of course, walk away. But then later on, ask her, like, why, you know, of course, get to the root of the problem. Like, why is it that way, and can you write it out? Because some people can't express themselves verbally. If they can write it out to you, and like, if you want to cuss me out, why don't you write it down and then give me the note so I can read it or something to divert an argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How about having her write it out and then go up from there?
Yeah,
like,
I'm,
how does she feel about you, and why do you feel that way? Because it's not about you eventually. Apparently, it's not about you if she's just going off like that. Is that serious? So ask her, why are you like that? Can you talk to me and let her know how much you care? Because it's good to have somebody, for someone who's probably been kicked a lot, to know that they care no matter what. It's unconditional love. That's what it's called. And ask her to write it down and talk to you afterwards. Like, oh, I understand what you're saying now. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we could talk, but we can't, you know, arguing doesn't get us anywhere. If you feel angry, you need to count to 10.
And that was one of my things. I said, once you take a deep breath, take a breathing, and you know, and talk to me. Let me know what's really on your heart. Let me know how you really feel. You know, and it was like going through one thing after the other. So I was like, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get cooled out, whatever, then you. It starts to sink in somewhere, but You learn, I guess you learn every day.
Yeah, I'm just saying with the situation, because I'm not saying there's not condoning violence in any kind of sense of the word, but anger and violence and hatred, they're all three different things. Hatred is basically how you feel, really feel about yourself. You hate yourself so much that you have to take it out on other people, because you're just not willing to deal with that, what's going on within yourself. So, you know, that's what we're talking about. So if you look at the situation of a person who's angry with themselves and they're not expressing it to themselves, they're expressing it to everybody else. You see how bad that person gets out of control and how much their life is just like, okay, if you just sit here and listen to yourself, man, and just say, okay, I am this, I am that, and just accept it. Maybe I always say you have to accept it before you let go of it. Because, I mean, I'm just saying expression and the whole thing. Expression happens in a lot of ways. I mean, as I was saying before, Jesus expressed anger, but he never expressed hatred.
Exactly.
Okay? And same thing with God. God gets angry because of certain things, but he still exhibits the loving part as well. But that's the point. He expresses whatever it is, it is expressed. It's not held within. So you can sit there and see by holding things in how destructive it can be, which it makes people hate hatred. You know, hatred comes out of that whole thing of suppressing one's true feelings about oneself. So therefore, it kind of expels out everybody else, and you're like, oh, God, go home. You know, go home, look in the mirror, and say, okay, what do you see? That's what you really need to yell at. Tell yourself, why do you feel so compelled to do those kind of things? Did you do something today you should have done? Or maybe, because a lot of times we do that. There's something we should have done and we didn't do, so we get angry about it, not realizing that, like I said before, everything happens for a reason. So look at the situation. I didn't do that. Should I have done that? Well, if you would have, why didn't you? Well, you didn't. So therefore, let it go. Say next time. Or maybe you should look at it just the way it is. It happened the way it is. What was the result? Maybe it wasn't what you thought it should be, but there was definitely a result. Something came out of it. It's the same thing when we saw it before. It's a simple thing of saying somebody walks up to you tomorrow and hands you $25,000. Some people get angry with that because it's like, I can do it myself. Well, realistically, you just did. It's just that when in the process of manifestations, until you can figure out and really practice and make that stuff materialize in your hand, it's going to come through somebody else. So the person's angry with themselves because somewhere in the past, they didn't follow through with something where they could have made a difference. And now they're sitting there looking at the situation of someone coming up to them and handing them something, and then they have to sit there and realize that they did create that, and it did happen the way it was, so they have to let go of something in the past again. Because I've heard people say that too, I got to let go of something else. There's more to let go of. Don't feel freaked out about it. At least it was brought to you and brought to your attention so you can actually do something about it. There are some people out there who are still walking in darkness and saying, there's nothing wrong with me. And then they're still walking all over people or driving a bulldozer over people and are blowing up clinics and that kind of stuff, and they're thinking, I'm perfect. I don't hate no one. But, oh, really, you don't hate anybody and you just blew up a clinic? Well, there was nobody there, but it's still an act of violence.
Right.
Because it's basically what you're saying, I don't like what you're doing, so I blow your clinic up. It's a destruction of property, and the process of destruction of property, you're destroying people's lives. Of course they'll reveal, they'll find their own sense of self-worth and the whole thing too as well, but more likely look at it as a sign of maybe they should stop doing something. But don't you think in some sense the word it could have been dealt and handled in a different way? Because we were talking about this before about abortion. I don't care what side of abortion's on it. I don't think there is a winning side on that whole thing. I think we should look at it for what it really is. And people might think this is crazy, but just because in the Bible it talks about these things happening, we still need to look at the ideal what death is. Because it was brought to our attention with Jesus. Jesus was on the cross, and basically it was the death of a lot of things that going to that point. But I think death is the ideal transition. So he went from there to being reborn again. But in the process of manifestation, isn't what that's what we're all trying to do. We're trying to change our lives. We have to let go of the past in favor of the future. But in the process of that whole thing, it's the death of one part of you in favor of what's really good for you. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but make sure that she's ready for that, because, I mean, you can go all deep on her all you want to. She's not ready to go that that route, then it would be pointless. So I was
definitely starting
out to getting her input and seeing how she feels and why she feels that way. And I would suggest writing would be better than verbal talking because it would just end up in an argument. And so just do a little exercise with her and see how that works.
I'm just saying with the situation, too. Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but we also should try to get through to the woman. If we can't do that, then hopefully sometimes we can do it. But what I'm saying is when it's happening, she is ready for it, or it would not be happening. And she has to, the ideal resistance, basically what she's, it's like manifesting, I'm looking for a solution, and then she crosses his path, he has a solution. What she hasn't done is let down the resistance to accept it. So how can we address that, and how can we get that resistance down? Well, honestly, we really can't do anything, but I think he has a lot to say to her, and maybe the idea of writing it down, which could help her to let down the resistance. But I'm just saying, if somebody could just look at her calmly and just look at her and say, it's happening right now. So what would you rather do, change your life now or wait until next week? Honestly, people can't really say, I'd rather wait until next week.
I'm sure change it now. That's what they're going to say. They ain't going to look at it and say, oh, I'm going to wait until next week and change. And they mad. they ain't going to say, I'm waiting until next week.
Mm-hmm. So, Bree, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. So, would you have anything to add to this?
Or do you have something else you want to talk about?
Just tap into the intellectual side that you have. Come on.
What? I just agree with you, Donnie.
You what?
I agree with you.
Well, okay. It's great to have somebody agree with me. After yesterday and after last night, I was just like, okay, I didn't know what to do about the situation. Because I do feel like in some sense of the word, it was a little too intense of all the pressure that was brought down on me. And that's my opinion. I don't think I could have done it any differently than what happened yesterday. But everybody else is basically trying to portray the whole thing as, yes, you could have. When we know for a fact what I just said, everything happens for a reason, I still will stick to what I was saying because they were like, well, you didn't take it seriously enough. But if you notice that the more we fed into it, the worse it got. And what I was trying to do is reverse the whole thing by not feeding into it at all. And when that girl came on and started talking about skiking or skidding or something, I forget what it was, there's a term in music, there's people who play jazz and stuff, what they call that, when they do that do-do-do-do-do, kind of thing. That's what it's called. And that's what she thought she was talking about. Me and my boyfriend are going to do some, maybe they're going to do some kind of Broadway tune, I don't know. I did cut the call off. The one thing that made me mad was when she sat there and started getting off on Bree because Bree was giggling. And it was like, okay, first of all, before you start attacking people and saying they're being rude, first of all, I think you should know who that person is because maybe they react in a different way. And people just, I've seen people laugh in the face of danger or stress because that's how they deal with it. Or they tell a joke or whatever. And some people take it seriously, and you can tell that seriousness where they almost crack their face. And this lady here was going off because I feel like the reason she went off on Bree because I think in some sense of the word, the call was real. And she took it offensive that someone was making fun of her. And at that moment, what came to me was the reason she was taking it that way was because she knew what she was asking for was stupid. And she just had to come to terms with that. Why am I doing something like this? Why would I do this? What's the point? And so I was trying to address that. And I think if I would have gotten a little bit of more leeway on the whole situation, because yesterday the thing that came across me was, I guess I took it offensive, and then I really don't think I was flirting with anybody. I don't think I let these girls stay on the show because of some kind of sexual anything. I've done readings before. I actually did a reading right prior to that whole thing, where I was talking to this lady and basically telling her that the guys that she had been with previous before she met this one guy were controlling her whole life. even down to, you know, when you want to have sex. They were controlling that. And that needed to be said because it was part of the reading. And everybody said, well, you don't have a sexual show. No, I don't. But in the process of people's lives, that is a part of it. Now, I think we should put it in different terms. There is a difference between sexual orientation and porn, okay? I mean, the one girl, I would sit there and say, the one girl who was talking about, there was a certain part of her body she was talking about that her certain boyfriend was telling her about, I think this was more of a personal, this is a personal encounter, okay? And it's a private thing. Now, why she was sharing it with us, I think she would be classified as more of a prank call. The first one that came to me was, it's almost like she's looking for someone to tell her not to do it. Because she knew how stupid it was in the first place. Because when she first started talking, it was almost like, I'm not really sure if I want to do this or not. And that's what I heard. She might have said something totally different than that, but I've also done this for a very long time. And when you focus on people and what they're really thinking and what they're saying, 9 out of 10 times you get 2 different things. So, Bree was there. I thought it was crazy myself. If I could have been 3 different people that night, maybe we could have been different, huh? Where I could have jumped in the chat room, I could have jumped in the freaking queue, I could have sat here and told everybody what was going on and been okay with it, because as soon as Amy came on the show and told me what was going on, you know, there's certain people you need to kick out of the chat room. I had to find them. I had over 20 people in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I found them one by one, kicked them out. There was a couple people that were a little resistant. And then I realized that I can actually go in there and block them, too. I didn't realize that. It's like taking it one step at a time of learning these things myself. Because, I mean, if I sit here all the time and say I was only here for 2 years and never had that problem, and then all of a sudden after 2 years it happened, I still would, even if I've worked here for 2 years, if I've never used those things, more than likely I wouldn't know they were there, and it probably would have happened again. So, you know, it's the situation. If you notice, it's pretty quiet. I've actually gone the different route on this whole thing and actually invited in divine intervention, so therefore we won't have those problems anymore.
Well, you know, the moon's in Aries, so people are kind of quick tempered right about now too. So
really, don't trust me on that. What we had experience with that with Amy yesterday, and she was still angry with me later on when we were talking on the phone. I don't understand the anger toward me. I never said anything bad to her. I told her I really wanted to stick around in the idea of the situation, and I think that Faith had a good angle on the whole thing. The more Amy fed into it, the more they were doing it. I think Amy should have just sat and stopped and said, you know something? She is better than that. So therefore what they're saying is definitely not true. And the rest of us would have backed it up on the whole thing too and said, that's the way it is. This is Walter Contract. Okay, I'm sorry. And this is the way it is. If anybody knows who Walter Conkright is, with the situations, I don't think it could have been done any differently than what it was. You know, I do feel bad about the situation in some sense of the word because I invited Amy on the show. I don't like anybody being abused like that either, but when you sit here and look at the situation and all these things are getting worse and worse, the more you feed into it, the only logical thing you can do is do the opposite, not feed into it at all. And next thing you know, they were all gone. So, does anybody have any comments? Take it away, Gail, down there on the freaking... No.
In the boondocks.
Yeah, in the boondocks. We have a remote down in the boondocks, and Gail is going to give us a report. Go with it, Gail. And then we're going to go with, and we have a remote in Montana, and Bree's going to take over that one. She's going to tell us about all the stars that are not there. Okay. Something like that. So, come on. Bree, have you ever actually got away from the city where you can actually see the stars for what they really are?
No.
Yeah. So we look at the situation and go, if it wasn't for the darkness, would we really appreciate the stars?
and how bright they really are. So if we're getting
that's
a little
a good question.
Yes, because, see, we have duality, and without one, we don't appreciate the other. Now, if it would have been different in the beginning, then we wouldn't know the difference, you know? But from time to time, we need to be reminded. So, everybody's too quiet. See, with Bree, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, I promise you, I'm not. I just feel like you have a lot to say. So you just have to find a voice and let us know, okay?
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, so I'm just saying, if you ever feel like you want to voice something, just let us know. If it's now, fine. If it's not, we still got 45 minutes.
Well, I was wanting to know something. Well, I've been in this situation. I just wanted to know you've been nothing but kind and polite and never disrespectful. Unless pushed to be disrespectful. But you really don't have... A person really doesn't have a legit reason to dislike you and then to spread lies about you. What's wrong with that person? I feel like it's like that person is hiding something and then putting you out in the forefront so they can look at you versus them and their flaws.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people
I'm having this issue now with this person. And, but see, it's not about me. It's about, I'm a birth mother, you know, and so, like, the adoptive parents, you know, it was supposed to be an open adoption, and we were friends and everything. She invited me over, stayed over to her house, and she told my boys to, like, in front of them, like, you know, she'll always be in your life, you know, we can, you know, she wants pictures, she can always have pictures, you know, you have two mommies, you need her in her life, in your life and all that stuff. But then all of a sudden, you know, it's like a closed adoption and she's lying about sending pictures and things like that. I didn't understand why that happened. I have a feeling, but it had nothing to do with me.
Because of the person's fears that you would take it away.
No, that's not the that can't be.
It can be
because
part of it.
We had like, everything. That's impossible.
No,
because
I'm just saying with the situation of fear is fears. It always plays itself out in some kind of form.
Yeah.
That
no, but
certain,
the thing, what I am saying is that it wasn't that we had everything panned out, like planned out how it would work out. Now initially, you know, to get the boys comfortable with her, you know, they would see me sometimes, and then it would spread out to maybe once a year they would see me, but they didn't know me, and that was the only reason I really agreed to adoption with her. But that was like
okay.
A whole different story, and that was in another city.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with your situation, if things being played out the way they was, doesn't mean those fears didn't come in afterwards. And I also feel like with the situation you're talking about, this lady loves the attention she's getting. And therefore, she doesn't want to be diverted anywhere else. So therefore, she's being selfish of wanting it all for herself. So she feels like she needs to take away from you in order to keep what's coming toward her. She doesn't realize people can actually love in many, many directions and many, many people. So it's a limitation within herself that when it would have never played itself out, this wouldn't have happened.
Alrighty.
So, I'm just saying, sometimes with situations with people, we think they're being mean to us when all they're doing is, in some sense of the word, protecting themselves of something they don't want to give up. Just think about it. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
No, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying.
No.
Because it wasn't possible. It wasn't, the situation I was in wasn't, that was not, no. Now, this, well, we'll have to talk about something else, because I really get sensitive about
just
this, you don't understand what I'm saying. You understand typical adoptions, you don't understand my adoption, and my situation, my intentions, and her intentions were totally different.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you're still, when you tell me the story, you're telling me from the point of it started, and you're trying to understand what the middle is all about, when you're still focusing on the beginning, and this is the way it was, and da-da-da-da. You're doing all this stuff here, but you're focusing on that. That's the center. When that was just the beginning, that's not the center. And then we're here in the middle, where all these things are happening that you don't like what's going on. I'm just saying, look at the situation and from what
No,
going
but on,
on
and off, you bring, yeah, okay, well, so what's going on with you?
I was thinking about making some toast, but
oh, really?
I'm just saying, she wants to change the subject.
Hi, Bree, well, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
No issues at home? I'm good.
That's good.
We're not trying to be. No, I'm just telling you. Like, it's like this, with your situation. All I can tell you is what I feel with the situation. So is it right or wrong? Is there really such thing? Is it just is it just what I'm picking up, and it's being conveyed to you? So just take it all as a whole and put it together, and later on, as you're thinking.
Yeah, but
what,
it doesn't make sense to be to hate somebody for that, and then tell. I just can't discuss this. I guess that's the problem.
Okay, no problem.
But, you know, I just can't. So, I just forget I brought it up because, you know, I mean, I can't just explain the whole thing because there's a lot of backstabbing and things of that nature going on.
Okay,
well,
no problem. Let's talk about Bree's new tennis shoes.
Yeah, how are they?
Okay, hey, that exactly changed the subject, didn't it? Took our minds right off the whole thing. What was he talking about? I have no idea. But, so, Bree, when's the last time you actually saw tennis shoes?
What was that again? You broke out.
I said, when was the last time you bought some tennis shoes, brand new tennis shoes? Or have you ever bought any tennis
actually,
shoes?
Actually, I've had my same tennis shoes since I was in eighth grade.
Holy cow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say it's impossible because she just told us that it did happen. So we can't dispute that now, can we? So, I don't know. You haven't bought anything new lately? I just felt like you did buy something new.
That I bought something new?
Uh-huh.
I bought a lot of stuff today. Yeah, a lot of clothes.
A lot of clothes, huh?
Yeah, lots of socks.
Lots of socks?
Yeah, they're cool, though, because they're black, and then they have, like, bright stripes on them, like bright green on one pair and bright blue on the other pair. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever bought? Yep. Have you ever seen those pairs of socks that got the toes?
Yes, I have them.
Okay,
all of them.
But that's what I thought. The toesy socks, I call them.
Yeah, well, definitely
look at a striped kitty cat. Wear the stripes. So.
How about talking about angels or something?
Huh?
Angels.
We were talking about
Sorry,
angels.
Emma.
We were talking about Earthbound Angel.
What was it?
Earthbound Angel. That's actually Bree's name in the chat.
I called you Emma. Sorry.
Anyway, you should apologize. No, I'm just kidding. No, Bree's been. I think Bree's been a blessing to many people.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, yesterday she was yelling at everybody in the chat room. I needed someone defending me yesterday. So it's like, oh, hey, cool. Someone. She's like going off on people and saying, you know, basically hit the road, get out. So, and then she was talking to everybody else who was actually, you know, okay in the chat room that, you know, it's okay. Things are, they're leaving and things are taken care of. So. She was almost like a freaking traffic cop. She was directing everybody out and people to stay in. And I thought it was pretty cool. So if I didn't say thank you yesterday, I'm saying thank you now.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So it's like one of the situations. I need a co-host desperately. And we actually have someone on the line here, so let's bring him on. What do you say? If you guys don't want to bring him on, it's... Okay, everybody raise your hand. And the eye saying, I. So,
sure.
No, we didn't say sure now. We said I.
What is Moon in Aries? I tell you.
Okay. Okay, hello.
Good morning tomorrow.
2267, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing today? Good morning.
You know, that's a good question. How am I doing today? Because it's morning, it's night, I'm confused, you know.
That's a good question. I want to ask, where do you think you're going with my music?
Hey, guys, you know, let me ask you, first of all, what's your first name?
Alexander.
Alexandra. I'm sorry, Alexandra. I can't even say it. Alexandra. Okay. Welcome. Can someone say his name? Because for some reason it's not coming in my mouth right.
Alexandra?
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Gail, I've talked to him before. I've given my input. I feel like it's very positive. So could you give him some input and stuff like that so I can get a different opinion?
Yes, darling. Just a second.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. I think I just had a bad day today. But I should expect that because of... okay, let's see. Oh, you have options with deep breathing.
Just take a deep breath and just let it go.
Okay. So do you think is your material pretty good?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's
fantastic.
Like
I'm sorry. I said his stuff is fantastic. It just needs an avenue to go. I think I just feel like he's getting there. So, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, it seems like recently or in the past, you've had like a few options available to you for your music.
In terms of what?
As in, like, you've had choices to make regarding it, but the problem is you can't make a choice as far as to who you want to be your manager, who you want to help you do business with. You have any issues with that?
I'm doing independent stuff.
I'm sorry?
I'm doing independent stuff.
Okay, well, independently, you can't do everything by yourself. That's why I mean you need somebody to help you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to get shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that could happen. You've got to make a choice as far as who do you want to do business with?
Yeah, who you want in your corner.
Yeah, you need somebody on your team. I mean, you could be independent, but you also need somebody on your team that got you like, he hot, and we need a promoter, you know, something like that. And you need to talk to somebody that's going to be there for you, because I see that it could go well, but the problem is, the problem is you just need to actually make a choice, and that's the obstacle you're having, because right now it's like you're patient, I wouldn't say disappointed, but you're like being patient, and you're like just waiting and waiting, and somebody else is probably waiting and waiting for you to say something to them so they can go ahead and put you on.
Because I've been interviewed at radio stations, that kind of thing. What genre do you just? What kind of style do you describe that I have?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Wait a minute. I forgot the guy's name. But the sound...
Alexander?
No, I know his name as... Oh, I know his name Alexander, but it was something popped into my head. I was thinking of this guy, and he's from Philly, too. But it's more... It's probably the same style if I'm thinking about him. It's like a rugged, big Timberland boots type person getting money. I don't know. I'd just say you need to talk to somebody who's like who can be on your team. You need to build a team, basically. And you need to talk to somebody about doing that. You need to reach out to people besides the radio station because they can only spin, but you need to promote and do all that stuff and then make sure the music is on point.
First of all, I'm from Philly, so everybody in Philly is basically doing like the gangster rap. I'm not into all that. I'm more so alternative hip-hop, spoken word type thing.
It's still coming to my head. I just can't remember the guy's name. But regardless, I'm doing a tarot reading, so what I'm seeing is what I'm telling you. So it's not telling me what type of music you're doing. I do tarot readings, darling. And what it's telling me is that you need to reach out to somebody and talk to somebody who could actually help you make it happen on a bigger level. Because I see that it should be successful, but you have to make sure that you have something solid, like somebody solid on your team.
Yeah. Declan, I have another question.
Okay.
What about school? What about school?
All right. Are you enrolled now?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure you want to know if you're going to graduate on time. Oh, you're worried about it. Okay. 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 So, is it really helping you with your music and what you want to do as your passion?
Yeah,
as a backup plan. I feel like, yeah, it's probably funding your music career as well. I don't know if you're going to, because something may be coming up. Not right now, because I feel like what's present is your music. I feel like your school right now is secondary to what you want to do is career-wise, because you already have your niche. And I see you rather wanting to do radio and music versus school.
I'm definitely going for the school. No question about that.
Yeah, but what's important right now to you, what I see, is that it's actually your creativity.
Okay, that's cool. Because I was with my peers, and they said that business, enterprising, creative. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like needing to connect with the right people, and I feel like the right people are coming.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for more saying about relationships. Where do you see me going with that?
Just a second. Alexander. Background music. Well, if you are in a relationship right now, I don't feel like you will be with that same person. And I feel that I would say hold out right now for like the person that you're going to be with. Because I don't feel like it's any time soon. I think you should check, just weigh your options of who you want to be in a relationship with. Because I don't see anything long term right now. And if you do get into a relationship, it's probably short term.
Yeah, but listen, that's what the degree of charity on the phone. Where do you see me going with that?
Wait, what did you say?
Supposedly in charity, does ministry. Where do you see me going with that?
Is this a relationship question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to last for long. You're weighing. You're probably. I'm pretty blunt, but I see you weighing your options, and you seeing if there's more than one choice. And in the end, I mean, I see a separation versus you being together.
Mm.
Okay. Do you think you're waiting for that right person to get married, or what do you think?
Well, you're weighing your options, and you're waiting it out. So you're basically going to be waiting. You're going to use your intuition. Basically, you're going to feel out the person that you want to be with, but it's not going to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much on your plate right now. I mean, you're trying to do all this stuff. Why don't you wait until, like, you actually are, you know, you're solid in your career and then look for somebody versus wanting somebody right now, because it's y'all going to separate. It's not like it's going to be a long-term relationship.
Nah.
Have y'all been together more than 3 months?
No, we just spoke on the phone.
Yeah, it's probably the honeymoon period. So, I mean, after 3 months or so, I mean, you know, usually if you've been in a relationship long term, like after 3 months, the honeymoon period is over and either you stay together or break up. But, so I would say wait it out and just wait until you find someone and who's actually long term.
Match.com, so.
Oh, match.com? Mm hmm. I will say that's a little bit different than the most of them, because I mean I was actually on eHarmony, and I'm like, oh wow, you got to pay some major money before you can actually even see a person's picture.
Which I think is, yeah, that's a ridiculous. You should be able to at least see a person. I don't buy a house unless I actually see it. You know, I'm not saying buy a person. I'm just saying the idea of investment. It's investment. You know, you're not going to invest in something you can't see. You will give a little bit to it from time to time, but you won't give it completely until you actually see it face to face. And that's what relationships are about in the first place. It's like taking it back what it was back in the day, where we met each other face to face and things went and progressed pretty fast, pretty quickly. And they seem to work then a whole lot better than they do now. And there's like just too many places to hide. You
like,
harmony.
Can I keep, you know, like, would you, like,
well, with your situation, I feel like, yeah, I would wait too, but I still feel like, to me, he's going to have at least 3 temporary relationships before he gets to that one person. So I think in some ways that's what he's looking for anyway, because he's sitting there looking at the situation going, okay, what's going to happen with this one? So he definitely wants this one. I do feel like it's going to go from the phone and actually be more of a physical, face-to-face relationship. But I also feel like 6 months from now, I don't see them together. So that's what I would say of it not lasting very long, in favor or something else is better. He does have choices. I see 3 women around him right now that could be choices. These 3 people are definitely attracted to you. We have 1 who's really attracted to you as for who you are. We have other 2 people.
What's the person's name? Are they near me?
They're near you. One's actually, I see that you have a tendency to talk to quite a bit from time to time. I feel like she's real.
On the phone?
No, these are physical. I see physical people around you as you cross paths from time to time. That maybe you don't think that's serious, but there seems like there's some serious attraction.
Plenty of fish is a good sight, and it's totally free. Plenty of fish?
Plenty of fish sucks. I'm sorry. Did I say that loud?
I met really good people there. I would never date it, but I mean, I met good quality people.
And one I don't like is mate.com. It makes me sound like I'm like in a freaking, you know, a farm, and I'm like the
breeding.
Yeah, the horse in the pasture meeting. It's like, we got to make some filler breeds, you know. And I was sitting there going, it's driving me crazy because I went on there and I actually talked to, and people thought this is crazy. I said, you know, when you feel suspicious about certain things, I was just really checking them out. I talked to 4 women. In a process of 3 days, and they were all in Nigeria. They all had the same story about my father died. Me and my mom went to Nigeria, where we were actually from there, and my mother was killed in a car accident 2 weeks after I got there. So I'm stuck here. I'm sitting there going, can you guys like get together on these stories, because they all sound the same. And one girl was actually she was a very busy model. Now, I know how much models make, even on the short term. They make some money, okay? So to sit there and ask me for money so you can get out of Nigeria and you're a model and you say, I'm actually over here working, well, work some extra hours and make some money to get the hell out of there. But I'll just say, with a situation, I talked to 4 women, and 1 seemed like I wasn't too sure about, but the 3, I mean, it was just crazy. But there was constantly the same picture. They always, and what made me mad was, it said on their profile, one girl was from North Carolina. And then she said, I was born in North Carolina, but I was actually raised in New Jersey. I said, then why didn't you put New Jersey on your thing, on your profile? You're trying to make me believe that you're from North Carolina. So she was like, well, don't you trust me? I said, would you trust somebody who just basically lied to you 3 times in the course of 10 minutes? And she was like, well, I never lied to you. I said, I told you, I was raised in New Jersey. I said, yeah, you're right. You did tell me that. But you also says on your profile you're in North Carolina. So what I did was I talked to him briefly, right? I took it one
kind
step.
Of mute.
Huh?
I hear her talking in her head. I just don't hear her talking out loud.
Oh, she's okay.
Okay.
But I was just saying, what I did with the situation is I kind of cut it real quick and said, I got to the point. I said, okay. I told her I was a psychic, and she said, oh, that's nice. That was my first suspicious move right there when she said that, because
that's a no-brainer, John.
That's true, too, man, but you look at the situation. Every time I've ever told anybody I'm a psychic, you get a lot of curiosity, a lot of questions, and all that kind of thing, no matter who they are.
No, I mean about the Nigerian scams. That's a no-brainer. That's on TV.
Of course it is, but they still are doing it. So what I did was I just told her.
That's the point.
Yeah, so I told the lady flat out, so this is what's going on. I told her, do you really want to know what I do for a living? And she goes, yes, what do you do for a living? First of all, I was a little irritated with that one because she's basically saying, I'm telling her I'm a psychic, but then again, she doesn't believe that. So I'm, okay, I work for the FBI. And she's, oh, really? I said, yes, I work in the scam department. Internet fraud. Do you know that conversation was ended and she disappeared?
Yeah, but it's easier because then Plenty of Fish is all free, and then you can see their faces, talk to them.
Hello?
And all that. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, yeah, listen, one more thing. What kind of woman do you see to get involved with eventually?
Well?
Use your intuition, darling. Because, I mean, if you're asking somebody what type of woman you should have, you're letting them control you. So control yourself and then find out what type of woman you want. Write it down and then make sure that whatever you find, it matches up with what you wrote down.
Thanks.
Don't let anybody control you.
No problem, man. I see a woman. I would say I see a woman about 5'7". He's gone. Well, on that note, he's 5'7". So he's got something. He's got a partial blueprint to go by. So let's do a card. Let's do a card for Gail. Gail, I feel a career transition going on for you. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change for you. So have you been going through some things of thinking about doing tarot cards and that kind of stuff I guess you could say professional, but trying to do it more in different avenues, put it that way.
Actually, yes. I just finished my second interview with California Psychics, evaluation. I did a 20 to 30 minute reading.
With who?
And I have California Psychics.
Yes. And have you heard anything back from them yet?
Well, it was 6 o'clock today when I did my second reading. She said that I should hear back in like 10 days. So you're on the money. See, this is my first time, and I always just like to do stuff for. I like to do free readings. I always like to help, and without I just like to help genuinely. So I'm not sure if it's gonna be like a genuinely authentic. I just wanna give advice and be helpful because, I've had the problems with people wanting to give me help, but then they have other motives and things like that.
Different kind of agendas and stuff.
Yeah, and they try to control and manipulate you through helping you, and it's actually disempowering you. So I just like to empower people and be truthful with them, honest and upfront. But with the financial situation that I'm in, I need to collect funds so that I can be on my own, because I have a roommate right now, and I'm not paying any bills or anything. I'm just basically being taken care of, and if I'm working with them, then I could have funds to relocate to another state. California, actually.
So you want to work for California Psychic so you can actually go to California?
Well, I will have the funds to move to California because, my passion is writing, and I'm a screenwriter. And so if I move to California, then I'll be right in the vortex so I can meet people and socialize who are in the industry.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If your passion is writing, what is the difference if you go to California and where you're at now to start your passion?
Well, because with the type of writing I do, it turns into movies. You see, and Hollywood is where the movies are made, and that's like the best place to go to network with people because it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Right.
So I have to have contacts when I get there so that I can maneuver around, so that I can sell my screenplay and make it a movie, and then have more movies from there, and then a TV series and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just saying, with the situation of where can you work, the idea of getting paid through California Psychics or getting it directly yourself, because, I kind of like looked at the situation looking for California Psychics and go, okay, I've been told they make about $30 an hour.
And I said, well, is that all? And they go, well, what are you talking about? I said, I'm used to making $100 an hour.
Hmm.
So it's like, look at the situation. I'm not saying it's like, you know, I've actually, see, that's what I'm saying to you guys. I don't know about California psychics because one reason is I've actually applied twice to California psychics and never got hired. Got good reviews, the whole freaking bit. For some reason, just never got a position to do it. So sometimes I kind of wonder what they're actually looking for. When I had all the qualifications, you know, the, this and that and the other, and working on the radio show and this kind of stuff, like, I mean, what kind of qualifications do I need? And then there's other psychics that are actually on Block Talk Radio and other people like that who say they're the world-renowned, and I've never heard of them. You know, so I'm sort of going...
Yeah, because it becomes something else. That's what I mean. Like some, and no disrespect to any other blog talk shows, but then they have like all these people, but it's like a competition. Like, oh, no, I'm more psychic, and no, I, you know, I want this customer, and like, no, I'm the best, and all that.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Well, and it becomes a competition, and it becomes less about helping people versus the fan base.
That's the whole point.
You know,
man,
and that's just honest, because I'm honest Gail, you know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying, but that's my agenda too here, because I sit down and talk to people. I mean, if you look at the other shows too, they're always centered answering questions and then scooting people down the freaking row like a freaking assembly line. And when you do psychic work, that's one reason I have a tough time working with a lot of companies, is because they're always talking about keeping people on the line. And sometimes you have to sit there and really be true to yourself. How can you justify that? And I've actually been able to do that with certain people because I'm just not a reader. I'm also a teacher, so I can sit here and work with people, and I always sit here and say, hey, you know, the situation you're going through, if there's something I can help you with, understand what chakras are, auras, and meditations, that kind of stuff, then I can justify keeping people in the line. But keeping people in the line just to make money is just making money for the sake of money. That always has a tendency to put you in a situation where you're going to be spinning your tires all the time. So, when I say justify it, I mean justify not because I want the money, but justify because I want to teach that person something, and they don't understand. A lot of these psychic clients don't understand. When I sit there and teach people how to do it themselves and they never come back again, it's to help them understand that you're in a position to help many people. So therefore, you should give quality readings, quantity, where you want to do, like, I want to do 10,000 freaking damn readings. Why? Because you want to reach those people, or because you want to make $10 a person? I want to make $10,000. Yeah. I want to make $10,000 a month. But my point is, I want to be compensated for what I do. But at the process, I also want to be I asked one day. I was there talking to my friend Nicole, and I asked her for $10 because I was like running short, and a lot of readings wasn't coming through. A couple of people made some promises that didn't pan out. So I was like, okay, give me $10 if you could, please. If you can, that's fine. And she said, oh, no problem. Well, in the course of that happening, I said, you know something, I'm going to let down my resistance and say, you know, this is right down here for donations. Don't specify anything. Don't try to manipulate anything. Just, I'd like to have 4 donations. And I would like to sit there and be able to stay on this format and just help people. In the process of doing that, a lot of money came in. So, see, there's a cause and effect. It happens all the time. So, therefore, just let things happen the way they're going to happen. So put it out there to the universe. This is what I like to do. In the same process of doing that, I also like to be comfortable. And comfortable means not being comfortable in the position where I'll be okay with this, but comfortable with where I live. So therefore, when I want to go grab a blanket, that's all. Basically what it is just grabbing a blanket and covering up. Not to the point where I got to do all this physical stuff to go get it, you know. And I think it's how life should be. When we just live it, things should just fall in our lap. And to give you an example, Gail, when I was in my shop, I knew I was in the right place at the right time. Because there was a couple of days where I would just give things away for free, and then money would come to me either through them, as in tips, or somebody they knew would come back or see what I did for the other person. And so, you did that for free? And the guy was like, no, it's not for free. And and it was so good and so impressed with what you did, he actually paid for the girl. He got one, and his sister got one. So, see, it was like one of those things that just let things play themselves out. And that's what I did that day, too. I was so grateful because I did get the 4 donations, because I talked to her on Saturday, and she said, I can send you $10 tomorrow. Well, in the process of that whole thing, for some reason I let my resistance down and just kind of like, you know,
Not the idea of it, I felt guilty for asking her the money, but I just, well, something about the whole thing, I wanted to bless her for being so so blessing in the first place, wanting to just say, okay, sure, here you go, you know, that kind of thing. That I had four donations come in, which I looked at my calendar too. I looked at my book. And I'm sorry, and it was right on my calendar, four donations, and I got those before Sunday morning. So what I did was, the process of feeling so gratitude, all this gratefulness about what had just happened. Thank you guys. Thank you God. Thank you angels. That I actually I had actually asked. Nicole for the $10. So what I did was, I turned the favor. She didn't give me the $10 because, you know why? In the process of that whole thing, I got four donations. So what I did was, I donated $10 to her fund. Okay, so I turned it around and said, thank you very much for even considering helping me out. I'm going to return the favor, and I sent it back to her. So therefore, what happened was, I was in a position to bless her because of her being so open about that she was willing to do the same thing. Just because she didn't do it doesn't mean she wouldn't have done it, and I know that. So therefore, I turned around and said, thank you very much. And the whole thing was like giving freely. I've done this before, too, where I'll be sitting in my shop. I remember this a couple times where I was like, okay, I'm not making any money right now, but I believe the universe is so prosperous and so abundant, I'm taking this one $20 bill, and I'm going to send it to a charity. I know that the world is so abundant and so prosperous that when I do this, I'm going to be blessed 10 times over. And then, sure enough, by the end of that day, I actually earned $200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just letting the universe take care. The thing is, you do it as a profession, and that's what you decided to do as your profession. I have a duality about myself. Like, I'm spiritual and creative. Well, I have maybe a triplicity because I have my purple heart from the streets too. I'm OG, but I'm also very spiritual and creative. You know what I mean? So, like, I would rather make my money, my guap, off of my creativity. And spiritually, I would just like to help. And then when the money comes there, I mean, I'll be grateful for that as well. But the joy of actually helping somebody spiritually will be the payment.
All I was going to say was, Gail, we have someone on the line here, 386 area code. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Say hi, everybody. We have Bree here, we have Gail, and we have Jerome. Say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. such a warm welcome.
It's like the Three Stooges, right? Hello, 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 hello.
That was four.
Hey, Abbott. Okay, sorry, guys.
I wanted to ask about my spiritual abilities.
Well, didn't you know that you actually can fly? I'm just kidding. But spiritual abilities is something that you seem like you're a very touchy person sometimes around people. That's just you picking up people's emotions, so you're definitely an empath.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
True, yes.
You know, your parents really irritate the out of you.
My parents?
Yes.
Well, I have one surviving parent. One is crossed over, but my father does irritate me very much so.
Yeah.
And I have a second father who happens to be my brother. He irritates me because he's older. So, but you know, I'm 26 and he's 30. So it's like, but he's my second dad, you know, and that irritates me. So that's true.
So nobody appreciates you.
Yes.
You're so intelligent and you're so smart. And it's just like all these things that you just have a tendency to listen to people and know what to say, know how to help. But no one gives you credit for anything. They still look at you as a little girl. And when I sit there and said your parents drive you crazy, I still feel like your mother comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And she's there with you all the time. It's almost like sitting, it's like she sits at the, I get the impression she sits at the kitchen table and she watches you. So what's the connection to the kitchen? I mean, we can sit there and say cooking, but I think there's more to it than that.
I think the connection is cooking, and I don't cook much.
Well, she's the one thing I pick up with your mom is the idea of changing your diet.
Okay. Yes.
It's like you eat too much. What I got was you eat too much pork.
Okay.
I almost like you say bacon. It's like it's almost like she's saying that you guys have a problem with your family of certain things with cholesterol.
Oh yeah.
So she was like, you need to sit there and look at that and look in the mirror and say, okay, you are beautiful. You have a tendency not to believe that, and she's like smacking you. That's just her way of getting your attention. Not literally smacking you, but you can feel her energy. And the cooking thing is the ideal that you. It's like saying, yes, I was a great cooker, and that kind of thing. But the ideal of helping you look at the situation and what kind of just reassess your diet and look at things. You know, like the one thing I keep getting is focusing on raw food.
Ew, I don't eat raw food, but okay.
Well, no, see, sweetie, like this, when we talk about raw foods, we're talking about getting close to nature's
veggies, and
lettuce, tomatoes.
Oh,
vegetables.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it. It's my daughter, too.
Right.
The food that I feed my daughter, too.
Yeah, I keep seeing a fascination with chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you notice when you come here, I don't ask you any questions. I just tell you how it is, so.
Okay.
So it's just when you look at those situations, when, you know, like I said before, parents are parents, no matter if they pass over or not, they're still going to bug the heck out of you. It's always the best for you, and I think some of the parents actually like passing over because you can't do nothing about it. They're going to bug you anyway, and you can't make them go away. But your mom seems like she had a really strong sense of humor, too, so.
Yes, she did. What does she think about my whole, you know, what I know what she thinks. But
she's shaking the head going, don't go there. But that's just saying, I know, so you know, we don't need to really talk about it. And it's like there's certain things that you know that you need to do. And I feel like she's really nudging you a lot on those situations. Is there a particular guy that she didn't like?
I don't know.
A lot of guys she didn't like. But
probably a couple.
Mm-hmm. So it's like smack him around, kick him in the head. I don't like those guys, but I understand. She understands you. You're a loving, caring person, and that's one thing. It has a tendency to get your guard down too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you should have your guard up anyway. But I'm just saying to help you understand what the situation was of opening up and say, hey, you know something, that guy's a great guy. You see the potential of people. That's good, but you also have to look at the situation too. You know, if you want to be a counselor, then be a counselor. But if you want to be a girlfriend, you really have to set boundaries and say, okay, this is the way it is. I'm looking for a person who's on the same level as I am. So if you still keep attracting certain people that you're kind of wondering about, you really need to look at yourself and say, okay, how did I attract that? What is it? What does it reflect back to me? What's up? Because there's a couple of guys who have some really anger issues. That's what I got. That it's just a way of looking at you and saying, well, maybe you need to tone down your temper, too. You have a tendency to fly off the handle from time to time. But it's like helping you understand that when you're an empath, you have a tendency to... You need to work on that, protecting yourself from people so you can react the way you want to react instead of always being pulled into situations. Because being an empath, boy, you can be pulled into things very quickly because the energy pulls you there.
That's true, yeah. And I always, you know, seem to deal with these guys that have, like, this one guy, he's a young Leo, and he was just very, he would act out like a temper tantrum, like a two-year-old, and I was just like, is that really how I want to, sometimes I want to act like that, actually. I want to just jump up and down and just fall on the ground and roll, you know, about
So basically, you're attracting people who represent little bits and pieces of who you are. So So when you sit here and look at the situation, go, okay, we have two or three guys in two different situations, little bits and pieces about who you are. Sometimes it could just be saying that the reason you're scattered is because you got to pull yourself together before you can find someone who's the same. So it's it's a lot of reflection on who you are. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to let you finish. Excuse me. I just have a tendency to cut people off. Sorry.
It's too late now. But that's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, it's serious.
I did just want to throw this in. Like, your first question was you were asking about your spirituality. So obviously you're trying to, or you are growing spiritually and evolving as a human being. And with the last comment you were saying about your ex-boyfriend, I would say that the higher you raise your, the more you raise your vibration, the quicker, the easier and the more likely it is those types of guys to come your way, they would just dissipate, you know, because they can't even get your level. You know, they'd be like, why am I even bothering myself with this girl? Because I can't even touch her. You know what I mean? She's not even on my level, like a lower level. So, and I see that one way to actually help with your spirituality would be through meditation. Would be good because you worry a lot. So stop worrying a lot. So one thing you could do is center yourself and meditate and listen for messages, because I feel like your mother would give you messages. She will talk to you, and also your spirit guides. Make sure you get in touch with them as well. And you may feel like you're talking to yourself, but most of the time you're not. You're actually hearing something. You'll start to hear, like, popping in your ears will start ringing and stuff like that when you start to open up to spirit. So digging in your ears ain't going to help. It's actually spirit trying to connect
to
you.
They do all the
time,
but my ears ring all the time, and I go to digging in my ears. That's so funny. It's like, you know, I just know it's, like, coming from another place. I thought it was maybe the medication that my doctor had prescribed me while my ears were ringing, like I was experiencing like a deafness in my left ear sometime, and I'm like, what is this going on?
Yeah, that's how it starts off. I remember when I started it, and I was meditating. So, like, if you can't figure out what to meditate about, there's always, you can find, like, guided meditations online, especially on YouTube, and just find one to connect to your spirit guides, and then in your dreams, before you go to bed, ask your angels to come in and your mother to come in, and you'll have messages in your dreams. And that would be another way to help you evolve spiritually, because it feels like you're on the right path as far as coming to terms with your spirituality and your spiritual self. And that's a really, really wonderful thing. So don't be afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not afraid of it because it's just like it comes naturally. But I wanted to know, what name do I put with it? Because sometimes I can look at a person and just know this whole, like, maybe I'm thinking I'm making this whole story up in my head. It'll just flash. And I just know this whole, just by looking at a person. And it doesn't happen all the time. Like, every minute of the day, every person I look at or everything I look at, you know, I can get an imprint off of, or, you know, actually just know this whole, like, a little story about who they are. And that's what I experience. But
what's,
I don't know
what
that
name is. That I can't pronounce it. It's like when you sense it. Clairsentience? You should look that up, too.
Clairsentient.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's usually located with your solar plex and your third eye chakra work together.
Is that why I always have headaches and stomach aches?
No, that's actually caused from anxiety.
Oh, okay.
So, but if you sit here and focus on working with those chakras to actually pay attention to your guidance, then the anxiety could go away. See it? Because it's almost like the anticipation and the worriness put together really brings on some stress. So it's the idea of letting that go, okay?
Yes, that is so true.
So, you know, sometimes I'm just saying we have to sit there and pinpoint these things so we can actually let it go. But realizing that almost every ailment in your body is caused by some kind of emotional being traumatized. And when I say traumatized, there are certain things like when you smash your thumb with a hammer. That can be classified as traumatizing your hand because your finger is like, don't do that again.
Right.
But, you know, but you did it. But it's like realizing it, okay?
Okay, I don't know if I have a problem with my spine or whatever. And I don't know what result of that, where did that come from?
So you have back problems in your lower back?
Yes, it was. I didn't say lower back, but I said my back. But yes, it is my lower back.
That's because I said lower back. Okay.
Don was talking about that a couple of nights ago, and it was about speaking your truth. Do you have trouble with speaking your truth?
I have trouble with, you know,
your mind. Speak your mind.
Yeah.
You have trouble speaking your mind. She's not saying that you lie. We're saying speaking the truth. It's like when you're in a situation and you're talking to somebody and you feel like you need to say something, but you don't. That's having trouble dealing with that. So that's another thing you should do to actually, it might sound crazy, but to actually really clear up your back problems is to work more on your throat chakra, to give yourself a voice to do that, but also work with Archangel Gabriel, the angel of communication and messages. So,
it's not just a physical thing that I feel pain. It's manifesting like I have two herniated discs, and I have to actually go to therapy. So I knew that it was the result of something because it just came out of nowhere.
It's one of those things that teach, you know, one thing about physical therapy and doctors and that kind of stuff don't teach you about is the idea of how to actually manifest healings within oneself, which means the idea of tapping into something as a body to actually use that pattern to correct what's wrong with yours. Because you're right, the emotional part started the whole thing. Now we have, as you call it, physical ailments that are actually happening. So what you need to do is tap into something as in a perfect pattern to correct those things. Because think about this, guys. I mean, our bodies regenerate and replace every cell every 7 years. So basically every 7 years you have a new body. So why do we still have certain ailments? Because the mind tells us that they do exist. So when you sit there and change that, you can change everything. It's just the idea of how can you rise yourself above what you've been taught. You can do it, but it's, you know, you have a lot of people around you going, one day you're going to die, and you're like, but is it really true? Why do they keep telling me that? It's the same thing with people say, well, you're this or you're that, you're never going to do this. They always use the word never. You're never going to whatever it is, to fill in the blank.
Because they never did.
Yeah, they've never seen any. Yeah, they've never seen anything that would actually make them change their mind on that whole thing. And that's why I tell a lot, it's great to be a doctor and a lawyer and that kind of stuff, but they have a tendency to really focus too much on what they've been taught instead of what they're feeling at that moment, which would really change the situation, because that's what I do. Same thing with you, Gail. I mean, you get to a point in your life when you're doing all this kind of work and that kind of stuff, and everybody, that when you're dealing with people, you realize that everybody's an individual. Everybody perceives things differently. Even if it's the same way as you perceive it, they still perceive it slightly different than you do. And so when you sit there and look at that whole thing, you're able to sit there, and when you're sitting there working with people as individuals, you're able to treat them as individuals too. So if you're not getting the right kind of respect that you want, you should ask yourself how you treat yourself. Because if you're not getting that kind of thing of going, okay, I'm an individual too. I have special, I do things in a certain way. And therefore, everyone across your path reflects the same thing. So that's a positive reflection. We're all different. We all have different reflections. And so therefore, you can deal with it that way. But when you get out into the world and you have a profession of service to people, then you're able to be more efficient and more successful about what you're doing. Because first of all, you've done the work with yourself, so you love yourself. So you can actually treat people as individuals and love them as unconditionally as well. So you see how it works together? A two-way street is not just with your significant other, it's with everybody. So, the show is over, and thank you guys for all you being here. If anybody has any kind of questions they want to answer, I mean, any questions they want to ask, we'll answer them. We can stick around as long as we can. But, I'm just saying, we're no longer streaming, but we are. But it is being recorded, so therefore it will be taped. So therefore, if you have anything to say that might not want anybody else to know about, consider that.
I do actually have a question to, like, the...
You do?
Yes, the other night I experienced, like, maybe a lady or a woman, and she was sleeping with me, like, it was like she was, like, the moment I went to sleep, she was there with me as if she, like, rested on top of me. And it was, you know, she was light, but I knew that she was there. And then the moment I woke up and opened my eyes, she lifted and left. So I wonder what that was about and who that was.
Well, the impression I get is your mother protecting you as you sleep throughout that night. Seem like you have some sleep issues, too, as well.
Yeah, I can't sleep because of the back pain sometimes. I talk
well, she's,
to her.
It's like she's trying to be there for you to heal, to let that go, because your body is not at ease. So she's trying to relax you, so therefore that pain will go away.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
The idea of dwelling in that kind of thing and saying, okay, my back hurts. How can I let go of it? And later on you'll say the same thing, my back hurts, I should take this, or my back hurts that. It's the idea of using that word all the time. That's why it continues to do so. So it's like trying to, and I know sometimes people think it's impossible, but it's not. It's hard. It's not even hard. It's just the idea of going there and saying, okay, I've done this with teeth and that kind of stuff. It's the idea of focusing energy on those parts of your body. I broke a tooth once, and it really hurt like crazy, and I sit there, and I've just been working on quantum healing and that kind of stuff, so I took the techniques, and said, let's just take this and see what happens. So I put my hand on my jaw and started focusing on bringing energy out of the ground, into my feet, to the top of my head, and then down in my hands, into my jaw. And I was doing that. I did that for 3 hours. And then... 3 hours later, I had this weird noise in my tooth, in my gum, where it's like, it sounded like taking a rope. Have you ever taken a rope and pulled it? It makes that weird noise. I heard that. I felt that. Well, see, what happened was I felt that, and then the pain went away, and I never had any problems with that tooth after that. Okay,
wow.
So it's the idea of, you know, when you do these things, honestly, with the situation, you really don't have to have faith. As in, some people say, well, you have to have faith in God for these things to happen. What that means is the idea of focusing on God as being real, because He created you so you could do those things for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, so I'm saying about having faith. So just take that one step further and do the whole thing. With your back, I feel like you can still do the same thing with energy of focusing on that spot in your body. The one thing you have to watch out is people that you work with and physical therapy and that kind of stuff. I've done this before. I've actually talked to these people and said, well, you know, can you try to use focusing of energy and that kind of stuff? They're like, no, you need to do this, you need to do that. But they're always talking out their asses, because they're always talking out of a book. And books, I'm sorry, guys, but this is the truth. All those books are nothing but people's, human beings' theories of what they believe, their perceptions. So therefore, if that's the truth... Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So I need to take part in the, you know, I need to kind of voice my opinion on, you know, when I'm taking it there. Because I kind of had to do that with my doctor and say, hey, you know, if you're not going to, you know, if you're going to have do this or whatever, this is important to me. And if you're going to have do it or whatever, you know, I'm going to need you to refer me to, you know, another doctor or whatever. Because even as going to the doctor will question how a person feels based on what they were taught or they learned out of a textbook. When I know I'm feeling this certain way, he's going to, you know, say, no, it's that, you know. So it's like, you know, I know how I'm feeling. Regardless of how what you've read in the textbook or been taught, this is how I feel. And they will still go with their, you know, what they believe it is and end up diagnosing you wrong or whatever or however. So,
I did want to say this before you, because I know I'm probably going to get cut off in a minute because it's already going off. But I wanted to say that since you are growing spiritually, you're going to learn to be true to yourself no matter what and also speak to speak your truth and all that, be prepared for rejection, because people really, they're used to being able to talk to you any kind of way and being this way towards you. Once you're absolutely loving yourself and trusting your gut and being able to speak your truth, people are not going to like that. But that's okay, because once you get signs of people rejecting you, you know you're doing the right thing, and for yourself, because you don't live for anybody but you. And just always remember that, because once you start being real with yourself and you being real with everybody else, they're like, I don't want anything to do with you now, because now you're trying to be different. You're on some brand new stuff.
Oh yeah.
I've experienced that too in the past.
Mm.
Where if I wanted to speak my mind, I would just be like, you know, forget it. I'm just gonna, you know, speak my mind, and you know, this is how it's gonna be. I've gotten that same, you know, rejection, and I'm used to it. You know, it's like, okay, you're gonna reject me. Okay, it is what it is. It bothers me sometimes, but it's like, okay, I know I'm doing me. So hey. You know, it's fine. It is what it is.
Mhm. Mhm. Some of these people.
Yeah. You may even be able to start your own business.
Really? What kind of business?
If you're not living the way that people want you to, they try to prevent you from even going anywhere. So you know, you have to be true to yourself and be successful and happy, because happiness is all that matters.
Yes. What are businesses? I always tell people that. You really want to find a good business is usually go out, sit down, think about what you really love to do and see if you could actually turn it into a business. And then you usually find out that that's the solution to your financial situation too, is always trusting in yourself and going in the right direction of actually finding those niches within yourself.
What bothers me the most is actually to have the people around me that does not want me to succeed. I'd rather have people around me that does want me.
Then be gentle to yourself. Well, be gentle to yourself and actually surround yourself with those kind of people. I mean, the more you work on your spirituality, the more you start changing in that kind of format, the more you start attracting people that are going to be in the same way. So therefore, you really don't have to physically go and change anything, but work within yourself to actually get those attractions to change for you. Positively, yes.
Okay.
God, that hurt.
Yeah, like-minded people.
Uh-huh.
You can also always find groups online.
Oh, no. Hold on, guys. Bree, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You a little tired?
Yeah.
Okay, because you haven't said anything, but you like to listen a lot, too, don't you?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking, because my switchboard just went, my switchboard just wiped... totally clean. Okay, so I don't see anybody anymore. So I'll sit here and say, okay, is everybody still there? I just want to sit here and say also today at noon, I'm having the midday free angel reading round table brunch. So if you want to join me for 2 hours today at noon, please do so. And we appreciate that you clean up after yourselves before you leave the theater. I'm sorry, I just kind of... But I'm just saying, donations are very, really appreciated. We appreciate everything people give to the show. And right now, we've got some people really coming in and coming to the forefront, and it's getting really crazy. But I also say, guys, if you donate money to the show and you call me later on, or we have this thing where you can actually get 3 questions answered for $25 if you go to my website. If you do that... And if you have a different name than say you have a credit card that says, hey, my name is Robin Joe, okay? In the process, you make a payment. It says Robin Joe. But if your name is changed, like, now it's Robin Brunch, then specify that, because I had a lady who just sent me a payment just last week to actually get it to 3 questions answered through an email reading. But her last name was... Her last name is different than her maiden name, which was, she used both of those things, but I didn't know it. So when she sent me an email, I didn't realize it was the same person, so I deleted it. So now we changed everything around, everything cool. But I'm just saying, if you got that whole thing going on, just specify if you've done something. And I always tell people when you donate money to the show, if you feel, if you want to sit there and say, because we've actually had this situation, I've had people who like the reading so much on the show, they go donate money. Well, I'm just saying, if you wanted to do it the opposite way, where you want to donate money and get a small reading, just let me know so I know what's up. I have no problem with any way in which it goes. Okay? So, Bree, did you want to ask any questions before you go?
No, thank you.
Okay. No, thank you? How polite. No. That sounds so professional. So, did you make it through a day without hitting the dryer?
Yeah, I did. Well,
that's cool. I'm just saying, sometimes it's as simple as little things that we like. I know I do. Yeah, I do, banging off a freaking dryer and going, whoa, got to get rid of that sucker.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay.
I need to get rid of it. Then it won't be a problem anymore.
So you, do you have a dryer and a washer?
Yep.
Are they a piggyback or are they both side by side? I think side by side, right?
Yeah, side by side.
Okay. You should get you one of those piggyback ones, the little small ones you stick in the corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's, those things are, you can actually get, I actually saw one down at Aaron's. You can get those. I'm just saying, it would probably save some room where you could actually, you know, no more smacking into the dryer, so you can get rid of what you have right now, or sell it, and then get you a piggyback dryer, washer and dryer.
I've never heard of those before.
Yeah.
They're called stackable washer and dryers. I've seen them before, and they're very, you can, like you said, save space, because they sit right on top of each other. It's neat.
I mean, yeah, they're
little tall, like tall.
Yeah, tall.
It depends. You know, it's like, look at the situation. Well, if you get a washer and dryer where you load them both on the front, then they wouldn't be so tall. But if you get one where you load on the bottom, where you actually pull the top up, then you have to have that space between the two. But I'm just saying, what I would look for is a washer and dryer where they both load on the front. That would save you probably about 2 feet, where they wouldn't be so tall. But they do exist. I've actually seen them at the rent-to-own place and stuff like that. But I've actually seen them down to, what was it, Maytag or something. And sometimes with the situations, depending where you live at, sometimes you might have to ask for those kind of things. But they do have them. And they're a little bit smaller, but if it's just you, as long as you ain't doing the neighborhood's laundry... I think it'd be like, you know, like having your special little washer and dryer for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. They're called piggy...
If you want to, sweetie, I can actually look them up for you and find some information for you so you can contact somebody, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Bree, I know I said I wanted to talk to you after the show and stuff like that, but I was wondering if we could actually do this tomorrow, because I'm actually trying to really ward off a migraine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You sure? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
I just need to sleep up, just sleep it off. That's all I need to do. It's been a rough day.
All right, but I'm just saying, if you need anything between then, and feel free to call, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Alrighty. I hate to say this, guys, but I really got to go, and it's one of those things of actually using the word really got to go, because it's like been 2 hours. Actually, it's been 5 hours, and I haven't gone to the bathroom yet, so it's one of those things I got to run. But thank you guys for all being here. Thank you, Gail. And our
no
caller.
Problem.
Our caller, are you still there? Well, thank you anyway. And then Jerome, are you still there, Jerome? Well, I guess it's just three of us. Okay. Well, thank you, Bree, for being there, and maybe we should get you to take notes, huh?
Yeah.
Give me a favor. Okay. If I got, I got some shows that are in the archives. Is there any way that you could take some time from time to time and just go in there and I'm trying to get somebody else's objective on this. I'm trying to write a book. And there seems like there's a lot of advice comes out when I'm doing readings that would benefit this book. I'm actually looking for somebody to go in there and look at those things from their point of view to point those things out to me because I can see them, but sometimes there's other things that I haven't seen. And I'm just looking for people. And I think you're very objective when it comes to those kind of things. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you could get, you can go in there from time to time, because like I said, I want you to be a co-host and that kind of thing. And you would have access to that because I'm going to give you the password, that kind of thing. So I would give you the password now, but if this is being taped, and then everybody would have it.
Yeah.
I was going to give that to you, and if you could just, I don't know how your little phone rates go on Sundays, but if you could pop in, if you're up at noon. I'm not even sure if I'll be up at noon. But get a chance, drop in. And if there's anything you ever want to ask me or anything like that they can help you with, feel free to do so.
I have a question, not about anything too personal, but...
Threw me off a minute, I was like, God, Brie, your voice changed. Okay.
Well, my... relocation. Do you know when that will be and if things will be fine relocating? When do you see that? Or do you see that in May or June? And I know you said something about May, there's going to be like conflict of interest and something going on in May, but I didn't know if that was like for moving.
That's just the idea of confirmation on things that you're going to finally come to conclusion that you really want to do. Now, when I come to the idea of actually the transfer and the actual bees. It comes to me as being transplanted where you want to be at. That I keep getting in October. But it also comes off. It also comes off as two. Okay, so it could be. There's two choices. You can do it. I guess May. There's a choice in May that you could do that. But for some reason, I feel like if you wait until October, things would actually go more your way.
Okay.
But it's still a choice. You can leave when you want to. I mean, if you're just to the point where I don't want to be here anymore, and you want to, the opportunity will arise. Okay.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Well, you take care of your migraine. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here. I wish we would have more people to do readings and stuff, but I think it was pretty good. Everybody in the chat room was pretty happy.
Oh.
What do you think about this, Brie? Was it like on a scale from 1 to 10? What do you think about the show?
It was a lot better than last night.
Okay. As long as that... I'm cool with that, okay? But, I know I keep talking about this co-hosting thing, but, you know, just tell me when you're ready for it and comfortable with the whole thing, and we'll put it together for you. And maybe we can motivate you to get your own show, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Kinda.
Yeah. Kinda. Not really, but okay.
I got a mic for my Skype. I just got to pay now to get it working. But I bought cards, so I got over 2,000 minutes now.
Whoa. Can I borrow one? But okay, so you say you have a mic and you have to do what? Do you have to do what? Yeah, you have to do what? I can't even say it. What do you have to do with your mic?
I've got to pay Skype for call out the $3.95.
Oh, okay.
I gotta have my cousin help me out if I'm really bad with computers.
Okay, sweetie, but if you call the show and you're a co-host, you can still use it because Skype to Skype, which is what Blog Talk Radio is, it's free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can still be a co-host and still work with me and that kind of stuff, and it don't cost you nothing. So it's just as long as you use your Skype. But I always tell people you should have the phone just in case Skype decides to do a fail, put it that way. Because I've actually had a couple of shows where I actually had to go use my phone again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I really do want to be a co-host.
Well, that's good, because we really want you to be one. I'm just saying, when we do the whole thing, we can sit here and talk about it. I'll take you through it step by step. It'd be okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. It's cool. So, you know, do a little boom, boom. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you should get some sleep. I feel like you've gone through an emotional, exhausting day.
Yeah, I have. I can't even stop crying. I'm like, horrible.
Well, I know, but it's one of those things, you know, that's a good thing. It's a releasement, so just let it flow. And then when you catch yourself in the kitchen, you know, it's like everything's wet. And that's the time you should think about stop crying. But, you know, until you get to that point, you're good. I've been in that situation myself, too, where you're just like, and what's wrong with crying? There's nothing really wrong with it. It's what everybody else thinks. So then we take it back and go, okay, let's stop thinking about what they're thinking. And who cares? Because I know for a fact that when I cry, I feel better afterwards. Yes, I did say I did cry, okay? So, put it that way. All right?
Yeah. So you're doing a noon
show? A noon?
Sorry. You're doing a noon show, and are you doing an afternoon show?
Yeah. Well, at noon. Noon would be what? You're 2 hours behind me?
Yeah.
So
I won't be able to make it to that one.
That's a little early, huh? What is that? Noon, 11, like 10? If you can't make it, no problem. I don't know what's on tomorrow night either. I have to sit here and look at that. I'm trying to figure if I actually, because I'm not doing a show Monday, because I'm organizing the week where I can actually have some time myself. Because I've been, like, after Friday and Saturday, I need a nap for 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're having a show. So basically what's going to happen is I'm having the show today at noon. And then actually at midnight, we're doing a midnight show. Okay. And then, I'm trying to figure out, where's my calendar? Okay, and we're not doing another show after that until I gotta figure this out. Okay.
And then like Tuesday or something.
Yes, Tuesday at midnight. See, I haven't scheduled a show for Tuesday yet, so I gotta put that together real quick for the 9 o'clock show, and then there's gonna be a midnight show. So we're gonna have show. I gotta sit and look at this again, because actually I'm supposed to be on someone's show Tuesday morning, which is Pacific time, so I think 7 to 8 Pacific time would be 10 o'clock my time. So I got to do that. I'm doing a special appearance on someone's show, which I've done a couple of those.
Oh, neat.
Huh?
Neat.
Because there's, the lady's name is Candy O'Donnell. She has a show called, I think it's called Literacy Scribe. And it's on at 7, between 7 and 8 o'clock Pacific time, Tuesday. So I'm just like trying to go, okay, we got here. I got to look at these things and write them all down. So, because I knew I guess we're doing a midnight show Monday night, but we're not doing a show Monday. And then Tuesday, I almost want to sit there and say no shows until Wednesday.
To Wednesday? To Wednesday?
No, I'm just saying that's what I want to do.
but
actually, we're gonna have shows from Monday. I mean, sorry, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays, of course. The midnight shows are kind of like sporadically through the week, but I definitely want to have them on Tuesday night and Thursday night because I just feel like we should. But at least one thing with those kind of shows, I at least have I have an hour between those two. But on Fridays and Saturdays, if you guys notice, there's no time. I have to run from one studio to the other, you know. But I got to go over this thing and reschedule this whole thing because it's like I'm looking at a show where there's three. So if we're talking about the fourth, that would be actually that's the fourth at midnight. That's actually Sunday night, but it's midnight, so it's actually classified as Monday. And then we have a show at... I'm trying to figure this out. I'm almost tempted to cancel the one for Monday night because I just want to sit there and give myself some time after the Fridays and Saturday shows to take some naps. And it's just the idea of refreshing and going over and clearing my mind, getting rid of all the stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, you need to.
So we got to sit there and look at the situation. But I'm going to wait till later. I'm acting seriously. It's like this. I don't know what it is. It's like some kind of freaking energy thing with my head. So we're going to sit. I did the other day. I sat there and meditated for like an hour.
Yeah.
You should try. We talked about the Hemisync CDs, didn't we? Did you ever get a chance to check those out?
Mm-mm.
So when's your birthday? I'll have to send to you for your birthday then. No, seriously, when's your birthday?
November 4th.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
What's that?
I said I got plenty of time to save up, right?
Yeah. A lot of time.
Right. Now, for the rest of you guys, my birthday's in April, so you better start now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. When is my birthday? April 26th.
Oh, wow, it's coming up.
Yep. I'm a Taurus. Nice to meet you. November 4th. What is that? November 4th.
Scorpio.
Oh, okay. Kind of explains the emotional part, I think. Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
What was that?
Go ahead. Is it explains the emotional part?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, emotions, you know, have a tendency to you, how would you put that? It's like emotionally, you're always emotionally available to everybody. That can be taxing sometimes.
Hmm.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. So, on that note, it will. It's going to be great. You know that.
Yeah.
Emotions and appreciation and stuff like that. Attitude. Gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. I definitely would say you have that down, don't you? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Every day. It's cool. It's great. Just don't go to mate.com. I'm just Yeah, so. Yeah, it's like one of those things. Promise me no dating services.
What's her name? Gail, right? You there?
I don't think Gail's with us anymore.
No?
No. Oh. Gail. Gail. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, did she say mute me in the show?
No, she thought that you were sitting there commenting and stuff on that stuff. So she thought you were muted, so you was just expressing yourself. I'm like,
oh.
So she thought you were saying things, but you didn't realize people were hearing you. I'm sitting there going, okay, that's not really going, okay. Try to figure that one out. I'm not going to try to go there.
Kind of like, it confused me. I'm like, what now?
Exactly. So, do me a favor. I know I keep asking for favors, but if you could sit there and find, you on the computer quite a bit or what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing for Tuesdays and Thursdays, I want to do themes on Atlantis, connections, and those kind of things. I was just wondering if you could find me some connections between Atlantis. I actually saw this book, and I haven't seen it since, but it's called Connecting Atlantis with the Garden of Eden. So if you could find me some information on that, I would really appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, so connecting, okay.
Or any kind of information you can give me that I haven't picked up on. Just find all kinds of information about Atlantis, anything. Because a lot of times when you start looking at these things, a lot of those things like with Atlantis and stuff, and with the Garden of Eden, they just have a tendency to pop up at the same time. So whatever you can do, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, I could do that.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, if you're not, just let me know, okay?
No, I'm fine. Yep, I could do that.
I just like to ask. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, on that note, I'm going to just go and, I guess, relax for a while.
Right.
I'm serious. If you need somebody to talk to, just give me a call, all right? What? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What is it, Bree? Do you need to talk about this now?
No, you need to relax.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying. You're right. I need to relax. But if you really need something, you want to sit there and talk out, and you need to vent it or something, whatever. I can sit here and do it for a little bit, okay?
Yeah, I'm just confused. That's all.
No problem. So once you do this, we're actually on Block Talk Radio. So I'm just gonna cut the show off and that kind of stuff, and then give me 5 minutes, and then give me a call back, and I'll just sit here and listen,
yeah.
Okay?
I won't keep you on very long. I promise. Probably just like 15 minutes, just to talk. Just
no, you're
it
right.
Out.
Okay, then no problem. Just give me 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, and then give me a call, and I'll sit here. You have my ear for 15-20 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
Ooh, one more. Oh, okay. Take a look at this. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see here. Nose is trying to get the thing going on.